Tuesday, September the 6th, 2022. We're here meeting in room 303. I've asked Lisa Manning from our elected assessor to open us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll move down to our presentation informational items. First off, Commissioner Kamalu. And we'll go down.
Yes, okay. I'm not the one being recognized today. Some of you are being recognized today. This is our September Employee Service Awards for everyone who's having a milestone anniversary in their service for people in Davis County. And these are the monthly meetings, the first one of the month, where we have more people attending, and it's really, really nice to see all of you. Thank you so much for being here. We'll go down the list and have the person being recognized come on up when we share your name, and then usually there's a supervisor or someone who gets to talk about you. And then if your supervisor's not here, we get to talk about you. So we have several departments, and we'll start with our assessor's office. One person being recognized for 5 years serving in Davis County. Come on up, Nathan Wood.
After all those instructions, you can't listen.
I thought I'd get to go back and listen to my supervisor. I have to be here. I know it's a bad deal for all of us.
Mike, are you
going to
talk?
Sure.
So come on over here. Our assessors are just
okay.
So
everybody see the instructions there, so we're not to go over them again. Make sure you state your name.
I'm Mike Child. I've been Nathan's supervisor for 5 years now, and during that time, Nathan has gotten better and better and better at his job. Asks great questions. He's juggling this job with going to school full-time, and what he's actually majoring in is way over my head. But it's been a pleasure being his supervisor.
We get to see the assessor's office quite a bit because they're close to the commission office, and we definitely enjoy your group. All right, second department here from the health administration. Yes. Serving 10 years in Davis County. Come on up, Heidi Johnson.
Some recognition. Yes, Heidi started working with the health department in our vital records area in April of this year. And yes, she was starting her career here in the assessor's office. She worked there as a real property data collector and office specialist for 2.5 years. And then she became a personal property appraiser for 7 years. So she's really new to us, but we love her. She has a great work ethic. She works really hard. She's a quick learner. She's very kind to people. One of her primary duties is registering deaths, and she has really compassion for the loved ones and the decedent's families. And you can tell she takes pride in what she does for us. She's dedicated. I know I've heard from all the jobs that she's held here at the county. And she has great customer service. She's such a solid employee, and we love that she came over to us. And I must say that we have in common our favorite color is yellow.
All right. Next is our attorney's office. No? Oh, move that to last. Okay, great. Okay, from the clerk auditor's office, 15 years of Aloha by Kelly Tue. Come on up.
I'm Suli Kalaulu. I'm manager of tax admin, and so I get the pleasure of working with Kelly. Kelly's been with Davis County for 15 years now. She started out at the jail for her first 5 years as a jail clerk. Is that correct? And then she came over to tax admin for the last 10 years. Reliability is hard to come by, and thank you for being someone we can always count on. I'm grateful for all your hard work, and the entire team thanks you for everything you do. And congratulations on achieving this anniversary. We know you've worked hard for this accomplishment, and we truly appreciate your dedication.
Get out of that.
Thanks, Anika.
So this next person was not able to be here, but Davis Park Golf, 15 years as well. Kelly Bishop, in case you see him, let's give a little applause. Or her.
Okay.
Several from Sheriff's Office. We always love that. And first up, 5 years of service to Davis County. Please help us celebrate Jamie Thurgood.
My name's Christy Kerbson. I am one of Jamie's supervisors. Just a little bit about Jamie. She loves to travel. She is a very talented crafter. She grew up in Farmington with her family, a few of them who are firefighters. She has been married to her husband, who is a firefighter, Brian, for 25 years. They have a dog and two children together. Their daughter is a nurse and their son is a firefighter. Jamie is a tremendous representative of the Sheriff's Office with stellar customer service. She displays empathy towards our customers as well as coworkers. She has a wonderful rapport with the attorneys and investigators who regularly visits. We are so proud to have Jamie as part of our family. Jamie spreads her joy to everyone. We are truly grateful for her willingness to help others. Congratulations.
Next up from Sheriff's Office, 15 years of service at Davis County. Please help us thank Christopher Winter. Come on up. We don't have Christopher, so please thank him when you see him. Next, another 15 years in Sheriff's Office, Megan Garcia. Come on up. Yeah? Oh, too bad. Can't have Megan in person either, I guess. All right, hopefully this one. 25 years in the sheriff's office, Angela Sweeten. Come on up.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Nicholas. I've been Angie's supervisor since about 2018. Angie started with us, started out in animal control in about 97, and then has worked her way from animal control to through the jail to becoming a bailiff for several years, and then over to us over in civil and transportation. And I will say this, there is no harder worker, no better dedicated deputy than Angie is. She's been an absolute pleasure to have on my staff, and I wish I honestly had more of her because she is just the cream of the crop. She represents the sheriff's office highly, and I can't say enough good about you, Angie. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Now we have the library, and first one, we don't think she's able to be here, celebrating 5 years with Davis County, Maggie Ross. Let's give it up. And then, hopefully we have this person. 20 years with Davis County, Kathy Shelley. Kathy, is she here? No? Okay, well then we'll applaud. Gosh, and I supervise libraries, so I'm going to have to go down there and find all these folks. but listen to this one also, the third one from the library. 45 years service to Davis County, and she can't be here with us, but please help us thank Nancy Barton. Wow. And then we think we have this person from the attorney's office. 5 years of service to Davis County, Mackenzie Nielsen. Yes? Come on up, Troy. Let's clap for her.
Everybody to meet her.
That would be so, terrific.
Okay.
Totally
I'll see if she can. She's somebody that would be worth everybody's time to me. She's going to go to law school next year, but continue to work for us part time. Wow. She's one of these people that does everything. So
right.
I'll see if we can reschedule it for Tuesday. But she works at a veterinarian. She's part time for us. She manages a veterinarian clinic in Bountiful as well. She's only 24, and she's running a veterinarian clinic as the office manager. That tells you something about her besides what she does for us.
Awesome.
But thank you very much. If we can reschedule it so you can meet her, great. If not, then thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's it for today, but we sure appreciate every single one of you in this room. Maybe Animal Care will be following that last person, right? Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
All right, we'll turn the time over for the next two informational items to our clerk auditor, Curtis Koch.
Commissioners, we have two notice of intents to engage in contract negotiations. The first is for architectural and design services for the Davis County Emergency Operations Center. We are planning on using state and local fiscal recovery funds to fund this. The selection committee is recommending Galloway and Company Incorporated for this project. Next, we have a notice of intent to engage in contract negotiation for pharmaceutical services for the Davis County Jail, request for quote. And the group that provided the lowest quote was TED Pharmacy, capital T, capital E, capital D, I'm not sure what that stands for, but TED Pharmacy. And they had the lowest responsive quote, and so we'll go into contract negotiations for those services.
Maybe it just stands for TED. All right, moving on to public comments. We'll have anybody from the public like to come up and address us. The Nick asked for 3 minutes. Seeing none from the public, we'll move on to our public hearing. Kirk Curtis.
Yes, commissioners, we have for your consideration today a resolution and budget opening for the following items in Fund 10, animal care, increasing their vehicles account. This is a transfer from the insurance fund. We had a crashed vehicle in 2021, and these are funds that need to be transferred over so that they can purchase. We are finally starting to get some vehicles. And so $41,813. In the assessor's office, there's $1,650 in the professional and technical. This is expense associated with an expert witness for our Chevron appeal. Excuse me. Also in professional and technical, we have $1,140. These were funds needed to hire an outside appraiser for the review of Lagoon's county-issued appraisal. In the assessor's office, again, under professional and technical, $40,000 in expense, and these are funds needed to hire a specialized appraiser for the five-year Lagoon value appeal. In legal defenders, you have an increase in revenue of $87,500 from the Indigent Defense Commission grant, and you have associated expenditures with those for under legal defenders. $90,000 for legal defender number 16 to transfer into Davis County, and that's part of the expense associated with that. In corrections, we have jail fees, unanticipated revenues of $75,000, and we are also in the need of additional equipment and repair contract for $60,000. So fund balance will decrease by roughly $72,103 in Fund 10. In Tourism Fund, under events, the Event Center, we are recognizing an additional $159,000 of revenue. And that was unanticipated. We anticipated that we would be under construction at this point, but we continue to rent the buildings. We also have the need of an additional $60,000 in expense. This is replacement of a defective fire alarm panel with HVAC repairs, and so those need to be pursued even before the renovation takes place. Under tourism, we have a transfer of $109,366. This was a transfer to cover the misclassified reimbursement of funds for the ski bus to Prop 1. Proposition 1 funds were used in this agreement with Snow Basin and Layton City, and when their reimbursements came back, they were inappropriately applied to Fund 18. They actually need to go to Fund 60. Fund 22. That is the offsetting expense in Fund 22 as well that you can see. And so in Prop 1, the $109,366 is now being recognized there. In your insurance fund, claims services, this is, I apologize, we have an error here. In insurance fund, the transfer of misclassified reimbursement, that is not, this is the animal care and control. And so these two items on Fund 22, the explanation on Fund 22 and on Fund 61 need to be swapped. And so I apologize that that's my fault. I didn't catch that this morning. But those are the explanations on those. Under Fund 63, Buildings and Grounds West, in our last budget opening, we canceled the jail visiting renovation because of cost overruns on the domestic boiler replacement. After that, we came across an issue in which the lowest bid did not have all of the certifications required, and so we had to go with the second lowest bid. That's costing an additional $16,000, so we canceled the $500,000 project to cover the overruns. This still falls within that overrun. So total revenues are increasing by $321,500. Total expenditures are increasing by $487,522. So our total fund balance overall within the county will decrease by $166,022. Happy to answer any questions about this budget opening.
Yeah, real quick question here. So the $109,000, which shouldn't say animal care, should say tourism. So that right there I can see just basically cancels each other out. Down on the $41,000, does there need to be a minus coming off someplace? If we're
up, up on your first line item, animal care, okay, that's the vehicle there right okay. there. Yep.
There's no more questions. I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Our opportunity for public to come forward and make any public comments about our hearing on additional budget appropriations requests. Seeing none.
I'll make a motion. We close the public hearing at this time.
Second.
All right. I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Moving on to our first action item.
Actually, it's the same thing we just yep. did there. So I'll make a motion. We approve item one as presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Okay. And just to tighten that up for the minutes, the 2022 budget appropriation requests and adjustments to revenues payable in the amount of $166,022 beginning September 6th of 2022 to December 31st of 2022.
Okay. Moving on to our first business and action items, Animal Care Director Ashley Young.
Much Commission. We have two items for animal care in front of you today. The first one is amendment to a current Davis County Ordinance 0620030. We are looking to add a line in there that allows the animal care director to waive fees of impound and board on a case-by-case basis. We want to move in this direction for two different reasons. The first is recently the ASPCA, which is a national animal welfare organization, put out some information that 90% of pet owners consider their pets family. And you know, our impound fee is $35, our daily board is $15, and if we're able to get an owned, loved pet back home by waiving those fees on a case-by-case basis, we want to be able to do that. The second reason we're moving in this direction is more of a business or strategical reason. Every day we have these animals in our care, they're costing us money. For a dog, it's estimated that the cost of care is around $500. And for a cat, the cost of care is about $300 from the time they're impounded with us for 3 days stay. So if we're able to waive just these small fees to get these animals back home, we're really wanting to move in that direction because it's better for the pet and then also it's better for our budget and our organization. Our second item is seeking approval of our June adoption contracts. In June, we had 148 animals adopted in total. That is 3 birds, 101 cats, 43 dogs, and one other species, which was a rabbit.
And so those begin June 1st of 2022 to June 30th of 2022. Very good. I move approval of items 1 and 2 as presented.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Ashley.
From the Clerk Auditor's Office, Chief Deputy Brian McKenzie.
Good morning, Commissioners. We've got an agreement before you for consideration. We're requesting approval of. This would allow us to transfer the ownership of our MBV unit. This is the piece of equipment that we use to, when ballots during our elections are returned, we use this machine to scan the envelopes and give the voter history or credit for participating in the election. This machine was replaced by our Agilis machine this last year. The original purchase of this machine was purchased with state funds. It was not paid for by county funds. And so this is just a transfer of the ownership to another county that can use and benefit from this piece of equipment.
That sounds great. I move approval of three.
Second.
The motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, this is an approval of cancellation of Davis County Regular Commission meetings on October 4th, which is our budget week, and number 15th, 2022, which is our annual conference for you commissioners.
Very good. I move approval of four.
Second.
I have a motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, going on to Community Economic Development, Director Kent Anderson.
Morning, Commission. Kent Anderson, Director, Community and Economic Development. Item number five is an approval of a contract with USA Wrestling Utah for the Utah Greco-Roman and Freestyle State Tournament in the West Regionals. Terms receivable in the amount of $10,436.99 beginning 4/19/2023 to 5/13/2023. Item number six is an approval of the contract with the Utah Sports Car Club of America for the Car Course Rally Racing in the Legacy Event Center parking lot. Terms receivable in the amount of $4,635 beginning 9/11/2022 to 10/16/2022. Item number seven is an approval of the contract with USA Gymnastics for the USA Gymnastics Trampoline and Power Tumbling State Championship. Terms receivable in the amount of $4,281.58, beginning 4/13/2023 to 4/15/2023. Item number eight, approval of the contract with USA Gymnastics for the USA Gymnastics Trampoline and Power Tumbling Regional Meet. Terms receivable in the amount of $4,281.58, beginning 3/23/2023 to 3/25/2023. Item number nine is an approval of the contract with Simple Treasures for the Spring Craft Boutique Vendor Show. Terms receivable in the amount of $7,550 beginning 4/30/2023 to 5/6/2023. Item number 10, approval of the contract with the United Spirit Association for the Regional Cheer Competition. Terms receivable in the amount of $3,779.94 beginning 3/2/2023 to 3/4/2023. Item number 11. Ratification of the amendment to the real estate purchase contract for land with IGOG LLC. As you may recall, this is for the purchase of the conference center land. We continue to work with the local members of the subdivision, and progress is still being made. The request now from the landowners is that we would likely close the beginning of 2023 for tax purposes. So expect another amendment to the agreement.
Hopefully in 2 years, we'll get done.
We're going to get it in less than 2 years. Okay. Just think of the appreciation we've gained since we originally executed that purchase amount. Item number 12, the approval of the contract with the State of Utah, Utah Department of Cultural and Community Engagement, CCE, for the one-time pass-through appropriation approved in the GS 2022 to be used for the Corn Ferry Utah Championship. Terms receivable in the amount of $75,000 beginning 9/6/2022 to 6/30/2023. Item number 13, the last item, approval of the amendment to the revenue agreement, the Utah Department of Workforce Services for Emergency Rental Assistance contract to reallocate unused administrative costs to be utilized for direct rental assistance payments. Terms receivable in the amount of $4,392,505.93 beginning 2/1/2022 to 12/31/2022. So the total amount stays the same. Originally, there was an administrative allowance of up to 10%, which would be about $426,000. That has since been modified down to $128,000, so a little over $300,000 of additional rental assistance that will go back into the community. Thank you.
That's great.
I'll make a motion. We approve items 5 through 13.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Kent.
On through Health Director, Brian Hatch.
Good morning, Brian Hatch, Director of Health Department. I got three items today. The first is approval of an amendment. Can't see my papers anymore. Restated our memorandum of understanding with Syracuse Arts Academy to provide additional reimbursement that was allowable for purchasing portable high efficiency particulate air filtration systems. This is our charter school. We brought School District 1, and we're just working through the charter schools now. So this is payable not to exceed $260,000, ending 12/31 of 2022. The next is an agreement with Frameworks Institute for a speaker fee and travel expenses of a keynote speaker. for the Davis for Health Equity Symposium, payable in the amount of $7,200 beginning 1/1/23 to 1/31/23. And the last one is a approval of our outreach education agreement with the University of Utah, the Utah Poison Control Center, for funding for a variety of services that we provide with educational outreach in the amount of $2,500 beginning 9/1/2022 running through 8/1/2023.
Thank you, Brian. I move approval of 14 through 16 as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Poulton.
They all left you. All your support is gone.
Good morning, Commissioners. Item number 17 is release of liability, waiver of rights, and participation agreement for the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program, the SCRAM program, participants 1 through 4. Terms are receivable in varied amounts based on tests used and monitoring fees. Begins upon the final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under the court order to participate in the program. Item number 18 is a training reimbursement agreement with Garrett Patrick Wayne Schumacher for special functions training and basic corrections training. Payable in the amount of $13,652, begins on the day he is sworn in as a deputy sheriff and ends 2 years from that date. Item number 19 is the fiscal year 2023 EMS per capita grant award with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services for all certified Davis County paramedics, EMTs, and dispatchers, receivable in the amount of $5,152, begins 9/6 of 2022 through 6/30 of 2023. And item number 20 is a memorandum of agreement with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services to allow that department or one of its contractors to provide COVID-19 testing. Terms are 7/20 of 22 through 7/31 of 2023.
I make a motion we approve items 17 through 20 as presented to us by Susan Poulton.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Susan.
Under consent items?
I'd make a motion that we approve the September 6th Indigent Hardship Abatement Register.
I'll second that.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
I make a motion we go into the Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under auditor adjustments, under appeals, you have the 21 various recommended appeals for approval, totaling $1,641,000. Under abatements, you have a report with three requested abatements, recommended denial on those. Under corrections, you have one item for correction per the Board of Equalization hearing on August 22nd, 2022, and 11 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2021. And that is your property tax register for September 6th, 2022.
Thank you. I move approval.
Second.
All motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. I move we reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opportunity for commissioner comments. Neil Curtis?
No, thank you.
Commissioner Kamalo?
Yeah, there were a couple of us from Davis County who attended the Utah Housing, what's the official name of that? Utah Housing Matters Conference. They have been holding this for more than 25 years every single year. It's a combination of people from all over the state who provide housing for all kinds of different populations and best practices and the needs. There's definitely more need than there is housing available for affordable housing through the state. And so there's just always an effort to find ways to keep moving forward. Our county does not administer housing, but we have community partners who do. And they were at the conference as well as a whole bunch of other entities. And so our grant administrator was able to be there on the second day of the conference. And I, all 3 days of the conference, and he on that second day, as well as Davis Behavioral Health and Open Doors and some of our other partners in the community, are there and learning and working together and being informed about other projects and other progress in the state. There are even some cities that are pretty actively engaged in affordable housing. Park City with the workforce needs of that city and other entities. It's just fascinating to see what they're trying to do and what we all try to do to create housing in places that make sense for all and to do it well. So anyway, great speakers, great experts from throughout the whole state coming together, and that's what this was. In fact, I was mentioning to Commissioner Elliott, we had our own housing conference for half of a day a week ago Friday, bringing together all the cities and all the experts of planning and coming together as a county. There's 12 of these that are being held throughout the state. The legislator has funded those to have conversations with all people coming together to look at housing. And that was a great half day as well, and then followed up by this other one where we dug in a little deeper for specific populations and including our most vulnerable populations. So, just kind of a report back. Those discussions will continue in our county. We know they will. We've already discussed that they will. Our Community and Economic Development Department and our cities and good planning and good zoning and hopefully continuing to find ways that we can make some progress with housing.
Commissioner Stevenson?
No comments.
I have none. This meeting's adjourned.